Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
On a cold day in January, it's always great to talk baseball. Before you know it, pitchers and catchers will report to Fort Myers. Spring training will be underway, and then it'll soon be opening day at Target Field. Always fun to talk Twins with Twins president and CEO Dave St. Peter. Dave, good to visit with you again.
Steve, how are you today? Happy New Year.
Yeah, always good to think of warmer days on a cold day here in January. Hey, a great tradition resumes with the Twins Winter Caravan.
Yeah, I agree with that, Steve. You know, the Twins have been, you know, part of the Minnesota sports scene since 1961, and one of the staples of every off season, you know, since the team moved here from Washington, has been our Winter Caravan. And we'll be back into the market, so to speak, here in the days to come. All the details are at twins.com, but we're excited about that in terms of players coming into the Twin Cities. Obviously, Rocco Baldelli, our manager, TC, our mascot, and obviously all kinds of people from our front office will be out and about throughout the upper Midwest and throughout the Twin Cities. And then, of course, it leads into a jam-packed weekend. Thursday night, we'll observe the 20th annual Diamond Awards, which recognizes our players, both current and former. If you're a baseball fan, it's a wonderful event that raises money for neurological disease research at the University of Minnesota, and we're really proud of that partnership. And then on the weekend, Twins Fest live on Friday night, sold out at the Fillmore, and then tickets remain available for autograph Saturday. On Saturday afternoon, morning and afternoon at Target Field. So all proceeds benefiting the Twins Community Fund. So a lot of things happening. It's time to start thinking about Twins baseball.
Yeah, and it is amazing about Winter Caravan. That started at the very beginning and have been going all over Twins territory all those years, really uninterrupted since day one, and a great tradition. And of course, Twins Fest, we've talked about it before, in the old days of Twins Fest at the Dome and now at Target Field. And that event has involved in over the years, and you brought up the event on Friday night, and that's been a nice addition to the weekend.
Yeah, it has been. You know, the Fillmore is a wonderful, theater, music hall that is located at Target Field Station, just immediately adjacent Target Field in the North Loop. And, you know, it's perfect for that venue, for that night. And, again, that event is sold out, but Saturday we'll have more than 55 current and former Twins, on hand. Some of the biggest names in our franchise history, from Rod Carew to Tony Oliva to Paul Molitor, Burt Blylevin, and others, but of course our current club, Carlos Correa, Byron Buxton, Pablo Lopez, Joe Ryan, Bailey Ober, they will all be there, and future Twins, Walker Jenkins, among them, one of the top prospects in baseball. So it's a great tradition. We've always had great support from our players, and none of this would be possible without that and their commitment to trying to do right by Twins territory.
And by the way, we'll have 6 hours of coverage next Saturday beginning at 11 a.m. So current and former Twins will be on stage between 11 and 5 next Saturday here on News Talk 830 WCCO. So a big, big week. And then the countdown to pitchers and catchers. And if those words aren't a sign of spring, I don't know what is, Dave.
Well, you're right about that. Obviously, we'll be getting most of our group down to Fort Myers in the early parts of February. I think Feb 12 is the report date for pitchers and catchers, and you know I think Feb 17 is the first full squad workout. So it's right around the corner, and we put our spring training tickets on sale here over the course of the last couple of weeks, and I know we're expecting another huge spring at the Lee Health Sports Complex. And if you're thinking about trying to get out of the cold and want to come on down to Fort Myers, should be on your list. And it's a great baseball hotbed for spring training, with both the Twins and the Red Sox drawing big crowds day after day throughout the months of February and March.
You know, it's funny, when my kids are older and grown now, but one of the great memories of our trips to Florida is always going down and seeing a Twin spring training game. They bring it up inevitably about being able to sit in the sun and watch a ball game down there. Just great memories with the kids.
Yeah, I think for a lot of people it's an annual tradition. For others it's just a bucket list thing to try to do at least once in your life if you've never had a chance to do it. We're blessed with a tremendous ballpark at Hammond Stadium, and you know our complex is designed to give you maybe more access unimpeded to our players, both our major league players and all of our minor league players. We're really proud of the fact that to this day you can get more closer and really have a chance to interact with players that just doesn't happen in other venues. So we're excited to get going through next week, and then ultimately as we turn the page and get on with spring training here in mid-February.
So a lot going on, and all the info on spring training or what's going on this week with the Winter Caravan or Twins Fest festivities, including autograph Saturday at Target Field. Go to MLB.com/Twins to get all that information. David St. Peter joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker hotline. The game lost a great ambassador, one of the great broadcasters of all time, longtime Brewer broadcaster Bob Uecker passed away.
Yeah, I think everybody with the Twins organization sends condolences to the Bob's family and everybody associated with the Brewers. And what an unbelievable figure he was. Certainly, his playing career well documented, but what he brought in terms of a sense of humor. I think he reminded everybody in our sport to never take it too seriously, which is something I think we all fall victim to from time to time. And then what an icon he became, off the field, and both in Hollywood and obviously his major league, and what I think of him with appearing with Johnny Carson, and just an unbelievable in his Hall of Fame speech. If you've never seen it, it's worth a watch to track it down and see how he approached that. So, baseball's we lost a giant with Bob Uecker's passing, and his legacy will live on forever, but it just won't be the same.
And by the way, we invite folks to listen to the interview. Corey Provost, the Twins television voice, visited with Chad Hartman, and Corey spent time in the booth with Bob Uecker in his days with the Brewers before he joined the Twins, and that just tremendous visit about Bob Uecker, and we invite you to check that out as well. And speaking of Corey, Twins television, big changes coming to Twins TV this year, Dave.
Yeah, that's true. We obviously had announced really early in the offseason that we were going to be moving away from what was Bally Sports North, what is now FanDuel Sports North. And, we're charting a new course in partnership with Major League Baseball. The brand is Twins.TV, and we're really excited. Corey Provost will be back as the primary play-by-play voice. Justin Morneau returns as our main analyst, but there will be a host of other analysts led by LaCroy Hawkins, Denard Spann, Trevor Plouffe, and others. And, I think the future is here, so to speak, for Twins television. I think the two things that fans really need to know is, one, that you'll be able to watch the games through traditional cable and satellite, and we'll have more information on that in the weeks to come. But then maybe most importantly, we'll be launching a new Twins.TV streaming option for fans that they maybe don't have cable or satellite. And we expect to announce that on February the 11th. I think it's going to be a game changer for fans really throughout the region.
And I would assume people would even be able to download an app and get it on their smartphone, et cetera.
100%. It's all. Yep. It will be very. It will be very intuitive. The technology is great. Major League Baseball has been a leader in streaming content for a long, long time. So, I think it's a massive upgrade for Twins fans and expands the reach of our games from on the television side to from somewhere a little north of 1 million fans to upwards of 4 million fans now have opportunity to watch our games and follow the Twins just like they do every single day listening on WCCO radio and the Treasure Island Baseball Network. But we know fans can't have an opportunity to listen every game. They want to listen and watch, and this is a huge step in the right direction for Twins baseball.
Dave St. Peter joining us, Twins president and CEO. One of the other big stories this offseason has been that decision by the Pollad family to explore a sale. There have been a lot of rumors out there. Dave, we keep hearing it could happen by opening day sometime this season. Can you give fans an update on that in any way, shape, or form?
Yeah, I mean, I appreciate that question, Steve. There really isn't much I can offer on it. There is a lot of noise. There's a lot of speculation. There's a process that is underway. We're certainly involved in that process, but there really is not a definitive timetable. I know people want to jump to the end of this and see how the story plays out, but I'm tended to be more focused day in and day out. We've got a baseball season to get ready for, and we're trying to do that. But I do know the Pollads take this process seriously. Allen & Co. was engaged to lead the process, and I think it's safe to say there's a lot of interest in from prospective buyers around who have interest in maybe buying the Minnesota Twins. It's a gem of a franchise. It's great history. Obviously, it's a well-position franchise poised to contend and hopefully win another AL Central Division title. Play at Target Field. You play in Minneapolis, St. Paul, the Twin Cities, the Upper Midwest. Those are all huge positives. So, I think we have to let this process play out, and I think it's going to lead us to the right place. And I'm excited to see where it actually does lead.
Yeah, and Dave, just kind of my thought, you think about the Griffith family and having the franchise in D.C., moving it here to Minnesota in 1961, the Pollad family in the 80s taking over. I would assume the stability and the commitment to this market is very important to the Pollad family in that decision-making process. And who does take the reins of the franchise?
Oh, no question about that. But I know people go to that concern, and I don't really share it. I think that this market is viewed as really important for Major League Baseball. I also think our market is viewed as an excellent market to own a team in. So I think any prospective buyer is going to be excited about how do we build on what is currently in place here in Minnesota, and certainly Target Field. In the North Loop neighborhood is at the top of that list around the potential over the long haul. So we have 15 years left on the lease, so which is a long time. And so I feel really good about that, Steve, that we really aren't dealing with any type of crisis scenario. And I think any prospective owner is going to come into this market and really invest and find ways to build on what's here. And the Twins will be here for a long, long time.
Yeah, and Dave, to bring that up, there have been stories about trying to extend that partnership between the community and the Twins and Target Field well beyond the current lease.
Yeah, we have a moment in time where Hennepin County is poised to lead an effort with the discussion with the legislature about the ballpark tax that was imposed to build Target Field. The bonds for that tax are slated to be paid off here in the months to come. And I think there's an opportunity here to consider if that tax were to stay on, what could it mean for the county? Largely focused on health care funding, which I think could be a huge benefit to a lot of people. But then in addition to that, there'd be a smaller piece of that tax that would be dedicated toward the future of Target Field, really aimed at ensuring that it remains one of the best ballparks in America. And in my mind, it would be a huge step toward ensuring that that's a 100-year ballpark, that we think about Target Field someday the same way we think about Fenway Park and Wrigley Field. As part of that, if it were to pass the legislature, we will extend our lease 20 years, and the Twins will be playing at Target Field all the way out through 2059. So I think there's a lot to like about this package. Clearly I'm biased, but we'll be making our case at the legislature along with Hennepin County here in the months to come.
Well, look forward to being at Target Field soon on a much warmer day than today, Dave. That's for sure. It's fun to think spring.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for the time, Dave, and hope to see you soon.
Appreciate you, Steve, and look forward to seeing you at the ballpark soon. Have a good day.
There he is, Dave St. Peter, Twins president and CEO. Winter Caravan this week and Twins Fest activities. Of course, autograph Saturday, and we will be there live next Saturday between 11 and 5 with current and former players and all our hosts participating at Target Field here on News Talk. 830-WCCO.